Downtown Woodburn seems to be in good economic shape. Anthony Velis, who owns a marketing firm here, shows us around.
All of these businesses here, as we're walking here, are Latino-owned businesses. King's Den Barbershop, and we have these little tienditas, little stores, shops. Zapateria y Joyería. We have a Mexican grocery store. We can go in.
At Lucero's, you can buy fresh herbs, including epazote.
¿Cuánto cuesta?
$1.99. Gracias.
These stores exist in part because of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement that was supposed to eliminate trade barriers between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. While Mexico eliminated subsidies to farmers, the U.S. did not. And starting in 1994, immigration from Mexico to the U.S. accelerated. It's a major reason that the Mid-Willamette Valley is almost one quarter Latino. It happened to Jaime Arredondo's family. Arredondo is an official with the labor and social services organization PICUN. His grandfather grew corn in Mexico and employed many family members on his farm.
He would use his product to trade, to acquire other things like clothing and food and those sorts of things. He wasn't rich, but he just had enough without the temptation or necessity to leave rural Mexico. But that changed after NAFTA.
After NAFTA was signed, we saw a massive exodus of people from Mexico, from the rural parts of the country, coming north to work in agriculture here in the States.
Eric Nicholson, vice president of the United Farm Workers Union, says corn from the U.S. began flooding Mexico. At the same time, the economy in Oregon was booming. Recruiters, some of them staff from Oregon farms, headed south to find workers. Nicholson says at first it didn't cost would-be immigrants much to make the trip north.
In the 90s, early 90s, it was unheard of for someone to pay more than $50 to cross the border. Now those same people are charging thousands of dollars, and we've seen kind of on average about $5,000, as high as $9,000 to come into the States.
Some came to join family members who had been granted amnesty in the late 80s. This new generation of immigrants resulted in a 145% increase in the population of Latinos in Oregon in the 90s to 275,000. And it continued until 2005, when the effects of NAFTA are considered to have ebbed. There are now a 500,000 Latinos in Oregon. Carmen Gonzalez has a talk show on a Spanish-speaking radio station in Woodburn.
Ya estamos de regreso en su programa La Hora Campesina.
Gracias a nuestra audiencia, ¿verdad? De estar muy al tanto.
Along with crafts, she and her sisters would make tortillas and chips by hand and sell them at markets. But they couldn't compete with the plastic bags of tortillas made with subsidized U.S. corn that started coming into Mexico.
Un golpe tremendo, porque estamos viviendo de este.
Family members followed one another north.
Como 50. Desde las mujeres que preparamos
50 members of Gonzalez's family came to Oregon, although 15 of them returned. It wasn't all about agriculture. Every major U.S. retailer began setting up shop in Mexico. Lynn Stephen, a University of Oregon anthropology professor, says there was a ripple effect.
For example, the Walmart in Oaxaca City does not make purchases from regional businesses in Oaxaca. They get their stuff from wherever in the world they can get it the cheapest. Clothes from Bangladesh or brooms from China that are going to be sold in Walmart in Oaxaca, well, that puts the local or the regional clothing business and the mills and the broom makers out of business.
Stephen says the Mexican government knew jobs would be lost.
I listened to some very high-level government officials talk about NAFTA, and very deliberately, strategically, with the belief that they would move these farmers out of farming. Immigration was the only job. You know, it was the only sort of outlet.
The idea was that those who lost their jobs would get new manufacturing jobs at the maquiladoras in the north of Mexico, where components would come in tax-free and things like refrigerators or TVs would be assembled. But many of those jobs went to China instead. And the jobless Mexicans went to places like Oregon with a range of impacts. In Jaime Arredondo's case, some of his family is in Mexico, some in Canada, some in Oregon, and some that go back and forth.
It's divided the family. The family unity is sort of destroyed, really.
But in Woodburn, the migration took place as downtown businesses were moving out to the strip near Interstate 5. And storefronts that might have been empty today are filled by the new Latino immigrants. Jacob Lewin, Portland Radio Project.